USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Ukraine pressed ahead on Sunday with efforts to restart grain exports from its Black Sea ports under a deal aimed at easing global food shortages, but warned deliveries would suffer if a Russian missile strike on Odessa was a sign of more to come. President Zelensky denounced Saturday's attack as barbarism that showed Moscow could not be trusted to implement a deal struck just one day earlier with Turkish and United Nations mediation. Well, it's not just humans who are hot. Man's best friend is feeling the heat, too. That's why the owner of Three Dog Bakery in Kansas decided to have an ice cream social for dogs and their toasty humans. Flavors included maple bacon pancake and peanut butter and strawberry parfait.
It's nice to have ice cream when it's hot outside, so come inside, bring the dogs. There's plenty of room for them to eat in the air conditioning.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Former President Donald Trump spoke to a crowd of students at USA's Student Action Summit in Tampa Bay Saturday night, once again pushing false claims of election fraud to that young crowd and perpetuating his Ukraine narrative.
Ukraine would have never happened under the Trump administration, would have never happened.
There is a huge recall going on at Family Dollar. Here's Ari Ellie Andrews with more.
Family Dollar is recalling more than 430 products that had been stored at the wrong temperature before being inadvertently shipped to the stores across the U.S. The recall covers a slew of items regulated by the Food and Drug Administration, including name brands like Alka-Seltzer, Bayer, Benadryl, Claritin, Colgate, Crest, and Tylenol. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Recovery efforts are underway near the Bahamian island of New Providence after a ship believed to be carrying 50 to 60 Haitian migrants capsized Sunday. Officials have rescued 25 and 17 bodies from the water, with between 8 to 15 people still unaccounted for. Two Bahamian citizens have been taken into custody for smuggling of the migrants into the Bahamas. During a press conference Sunday, Bahamian Prime Minister Philip Davis says an investigation is underway.
A multi-agency investigation is underway to determine the full circumstances surrounding a suspected human smuggling operation, which has resulted in the deaths of these irregular Haitian migrants.
Musician Kid Rock was forced to cancel his concert at the North Dakota State Fair in Minot Friday evening because of high winds, prompting attendees to begin trashing the venue. Performance was nixed at the last minute after more than 2 hours of fans watching Night Ranger perform for the opening act. There was reportedly wind and lightning on the outskirts of town, which had delayed Kid Rock's show. Fans were captured on video throwing beer cans and bottles towards the stage following news that the event was canceled, upset because it appeared the storm was beginning to clear. North Dakota State Fair said in a statement the performance was canceled over safety concerns and promised to refund ticket holders. This is USA Radio News.